Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. More Than Enough by Mike Piper is a concise personal finance guide for people who have crossed an unusual threshold. They have saved and invested enough to meet their needs, yet they feel uncertain about what comes next. Rather than focusing on the grind of accumulation, the book addresses the practical and emotional questions that appear after financial security is within reach. Piper, known for clear, no-nonsense financial writing, explores how to think about spending, giving, risk, and lifestyle when additional dollars no longer meaningfully change day-to-day safety. The core premise is that having more than you need is not a finish line that automatically delivers clarity. It is a new decision-making environment with different trade-offs. Readers are invited to replace default habits like constant optimization and perpetual frugality with intentional choices grounded in values. The book aims to help you enjoy your resources responsibly, reduce anxiety about being wasteful, and create a plan that balances freedom, purpose, and long-term stability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing the new stage after reaching financial sufficiency. A major theme is the shift from accumulation to stewardship. Many money books concentrate on getting out of debt, building an emergency fund, and investing for the long run. This book instead assumes you may already be financially secure and asks how to recognize what that really means. Financial sufficiency is not only a number, but also a blend of resilience, flexibility, and realistic expectations about future costs. The discussion encourages readers to define the difference between enough for needs, enough for wants, and enough for peace of mind. It also highlights how old money behaviors can linger. The saver mindset, fear of market volatility, or a reflex to delay enjoyment indefinitely. By naming this stage explicitly, the book gives readers permission to stop treating life like a spreadsheet competition and start treating it like a set of choices. The goal is not to abandon prudence, but to calibrate it. When you have more than you need, the most important decisions become less about maximizing returns and more about aligning money with time, relationships, health, and meaningful work. Secondly, spending decisions without guilt or lifestyle drift. Once basic security is handled, spending becomes a values question. The book addresses the tension between feeling guilty for spending and fearing that increased spending will spiral into uncontrolled lifestyle inflation. It frames spending as a tool you can buy convenience, reduce stress, protect health, and create experiences that deepen relationships. At the same time, it warns that unchecked upgrades can quietly raise your baseline costs and reduce future freedom. The practical challenge is to separate high-value spending from reflexive spending. Instead of asking, "Can I afford this?" the better question becomes, "Does this improve my life in a way that matches my priorities?" The book encourages building guardrails, such as defining a comfortable lifestyle budget, identifying categories where spending truly matters, and allowing yourself to spend deliberately in those areas. This approach helps prevent both extremes, hoarding money out of habit and spending money to keep pace with others. When spending is intentional, you can enjoy your resources while still protecting long-term stability and preserving the option to change course later. Thirdly, managing risk, uncertainty, and the desire for safety. Even after you have more than enough, uncertainty remains. Markets fluctuate, inflation changes purchasing power, health costs can surprise you, and family needs evolve. The book explores how to think about risk when your goal is no longer to reach a target but to maintain a life you value. It emphasizes that risk management can be more important than squeezing out an extra fraction of return. Topics in this area commonly include maintaining a sensible asset allocation, keeping adequate cash reserves for peace of mind, and avoiding unnecessary complexity that increases the chance of mistakes. A key mindset shift is acknowledging that you may not need to take as much risk as you did during the accumulation phase. When your portfolio already supports your life, the benefits of aggressive risk-taking shrink while the emotional and practical costs of major drawdowns rise. The book aims to help readers choose a level of safety that lets them sleep well, while still staying invested enough to protect against long retirements and rising costs. The result is a steadier plan built for real life, not for bragging rights. Fourthly, purpose, work, and identity. After the money problem is solved, for many people, money is intertwined with identity and structure. When financial pressure decreases, questions about work and purpose can become louder. The book addresses the reality that reaching financial independence does not automatically create fulfillment. It invites readers to examine why they work, what they want their days to look like, and how they define success once saving is no longer the main scoreboard. This can include deciding whether to keep working, change careers, negotiate different hours, or pursue passion projects without needing them to maximize income. It also touches on the psychological transition from proving yourself through productivity to building a life that feels meaningful. The book frames this stage as an opportunity to reclaim time, deepen relationships, invest in health, and contribute in ways that are not captured by earnings. Rather than promoting a one-size-fits-all early retirement fantasy, it supports thoughtful experimentation, try changes in small steps, observe how it feels, and adjust. Money becomes a stabilizing foundation that allows you to choose work for reasons beyond survival. Lastly, giving, legacy, and responsible use of surplus. When you have more than you need, the question of what to do with the surplus becomes unavoidable. The book discusses giving and legacy as practical and emotional topics, not just moral ideals. Giving can mean supporting family, helping friends, donating to charities, or funding community projects. Legacy can include what you leave behind financially, but also what you model through your decisions. The book encourages clarity about goals. Are you trying to reduce suffering, expand opportunity, support causes you believe in, or ensure loved ones are secure? It also highlights that giving should be structured so it supports your life rather than creating ongoing resentment or instability. This often means deciding on an annual giving budget, choosing causes with care, and considering timing, because giving while you are alive can be more meaningful than maximizing an eventual estate. The discussion also acknowledges the complexity of helping family without creating dependency or conflict. By treating surplus as an opportunity for intentional impact, the book reframes abundance as a responsibility you can meet thoughtfully, with boundaries, and with joy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for savers, investors, and financially responsible households who suspect they are already at or near enough, as well as people pursuing financial independence who want guidance for the phase after the goal is reached. It will also help high earners who feel stuck between gratitude and anxiety, unsure how to enjoy money without becoming careless. The benefit is practical and personal. You gain a framework for spending without guilt, reducing risk in ways that protect your peace of mind, and making purposeful decisions about work, time, and giving. Instead of treating finances as an endless optimization problem, the book encourages a shift toward intentional living, where money supports what you truly value. Compared with many personal finance titles that repeat the basics of budgeting and index investing, this one focuses on the less discussed questions of stewardship, identity, and meaning once the math already works. That niche makes it worth buying for readers who have outgrown beginner advice and want a clear, grounded guide for building a satisfying life with financial security. If you would like to support Mike Piper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.